time for DeVerbo Vocabulary.
Well, speaking of sports...
Yes?
Our vocabulary today is...
Sports!
Sports, that's right. Now, you don't know much about sports, which is becoming more and more evident as the weeks go by. Well, you are a Getafe fan, but that's about as much as you seem to know about sports.
Well, I played basketball in high school. In the States, I was on the track team. Right, I also played volleyball.
All right, wow.
So, you know, I can talk about basketball and track.
You're a doer, not a watcher.
Exactly. I don't enjoy watching sports on television.
Okay, well, listen, you might enjoy this more.
What?
You read to me the word in Spanish, and I will try to translate it into English.
Okay, it's action-packed. I feel like I'm competing myself,
you're
me
participating
against you.
Here.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Esquí.
Skiing.
Okay, so...
So a lot of times when we talk about the sport, we use the gerund.
Mm-hmm.
I like skiing.
And remember, because this is a word that more than once I've heard Spanish people try to say esquiing. No, it's skiing.
Skiing. Now, another word that Spanish people sometimes mistranslate, mal traducir, is estación de esquí, which is not ski station. How do you say estación de esquí?
I would say a ski resort.
Resort, exactly.
Patinaje sobre hielo.
Ice skating. Have you ever been ice skating?
Yes, I have. Quite a few times, but not recently. When I was younger, I enjoyed ice skating a lot.
Now, Madrid presents several opportunities for you to go ice skating.
Yeah.
There are skating rinks, pistas de hielo, in, I think, Majadahonda.
I know there's one in Villalba.
Leganés, I think there is one.
There are quite a few. I don't know if in Sanadu there is. I know you can ski. There's indoor skiing. But I don't know if there's ice skating.
Sanadu. All right, keep going.
Okay, we just saw patinaje sobre hielo. So how do you say patinaje sobre ruedas?
Roller skating. Also now, however, with the inline, you know, you have two different types of roller skates. The one with four wheels, two in front and two in back, and that is classic roller skating. But you also have inline skating or roller blading, which are four wheels in a row.
Yes. This is one of the best gifts my husband ever got me, was a pair of roller blades. His and hers, para él y para ella.
Yeah.
Equitación.
Horseback riding. Now, I know you enjoy horseback riding.
I really do. It's something wonderful that I don't do as often as I would like.
The horses might not enjoy it in your case, but...
Oh, here's a... It's not the phrase of the day, but it's a practical expression. You're gonna get it. Eso significa que vas a cobrar. Colby. Natación.
Swimming. No, I like swimming. I go swimming quite frequently.
Fútbol americano?
Football. You know, in the United States, we just call it football.
It's true.
There are three types of football. There's American football, there's soccer football, and there's Australian rules football. So there's Aussie football, American. And curiously, in both Australia and the United States, we call football, el fútbol, soccer. All right, so in both countries, we say soccer for Ronaldo, Real Madrid, and then we say football for our respective footballs.
Okay. Lanzar la pelota.
To throw the ball.
Gimnasia deportiva.
Gymnastics. Spain traditionally strong in gymnastics as well.
That's one of the things I do enjoy watching on TV is gymnastics, and but only during the Olympics.
Also rhythmic gymnastics. Spain quite good at rhythmic gymnastics. What was the name of? Well, I won't ask you the name of that girl that was very good in rhythmic gymnastics. But
no, don't ask me. Baseball.
Baseball. Big fan of baseball. My team, Seattle Mariners, have a beautiful stadium. It's such a great experience to go to a baseball game in Seattle. Beautiful.
Baseball games are fun. I've learned to appreciate baseball over the years, and I enjoy watching games at the stadium, or at the ballpark, I should say. Boxeo.
Boxing. My sister's a huge boxing fan.
She is. Volleyball.
All right. Volleyball, very similar. You know, this is my, you know, everyone has one of these stories in Spain. Many people will tell you that they played for the Juveniles de Atlético de Madrid and other. I played in the third division in United States volleyball. Could not make it to second division.
But you tried.
One of the saddest moments in my life.
Oh.
My dreams crushed.
You wanted to become a professional volleyball player?
I did.
Oh. Football.
All right, so we just said soccer in the U.S. and football in the U.K.
Baloncesto.
Basketball. Spain also the world champions in basketball. You know, Spain, for being a relatively small country in comparison, population-wise, has a lot of world champions.
It's true.
Currently the world champion in handball and basketball, and I'm sure probably more if we thought about it.
Probably. Tennis.
Tennis. Two N's in English, T-E-N-N-I-S. Do you play much tennis?
No, not at all. I don't play any tennis. I think the last time I picked up a tennis racket was maybe when I was in high school.
Right.
And it was just to play, you know, not to actually play tennis, but just to hit a ball with a racket. So, karate.
Karate.
Atletismo.
Track and field. So here's the first big difference between Spanish and English. Track is?
The pista.
Pista. And field is?
Campo.
Pista y campo. Because you run on the track and you throw the hammer, el martillo, and the javelin on the field. So track and field.
Salto de altura.
High jump.
When I did track in the U.S., I was a very good high jumper.
Really?
And I was also good at this, el salto de longitud.
The long jump. Spain had some good long jumpers, Iago Lamela.
Really? You know these things.
I'm a big sports fan.
I'm impressed, really. Balomano.
Handball. So the world championship of handball being played right now in Germany.
Pesas. Hacer pesas.
Weightlifting. To lift weights.
Triathlon.
Triathlon.
So triathlon, not triathlon, triathlon.
Did you know my father was a champion triathlete? He is a champion triathlete.
I knew this, and he's impressive.
Do you know he has the record for participations in Ironman Canada? So he does Ironman triathlons, and he is the current record holder in consecutive triathlons finished in Canada.
Wow.
He's not Canadian, but the triathlon is very near Seattle, so.
Awesome. Carrera de fondo.
Distance running or long distance running?
Marathon.
Marathon. So that TH, like the theta in Spanish, marathon.
So in a triathlon, you also run a marathon.
In an Ironman, yes. In an Ironman triathlon, you swim, 3 point something kilometers, you ride your bike for 180 kilometers, and then you run a marathon.
Incredible. Incredible. Ciclismo.
Cycling. You know, I'm a huge cycling fan. I often go to the Tour de France to watch big Lance Armstrong. I was a huge Lance Armstrong fan. And I'm not afraid to admit it.
Be proud. Vela.
Sailing. Very important sailing competition that is going to take place in Valencia. The America's Cup going to take place in Valencia.
Yes, it is.
So I've never been sailing.
No?
No, have you?
No, I haven't. I've been on a boat, but never on a sailboat. So
I've been on a catamaran. I don't know if you can count this as sailing.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the Embalse de Valmayor, you can learn how to windsurf.
Yes.
Or sail also. I think you can take sailing courses.
I think you're right.
Embalse de Valmayor. Now, you know, that's a word that often Spanish people use the word surf, surfear, for many things. In English, to surf is with a tabla de surf. in the ocean. And windsurf is with a vela, with a sail. And we do not use surfear to speak about snowboarding. Frequently, Spanish people use surfear to speak about snowboarding. So in English, there are three very distinct sports. Surf is con olas, en el mar, with waves, and then windsurfing, and then snowboarding.
All right, good point.
All right, so that's a look at sports vocabulary.